Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Discovery Museum in Eureka issued a statement today stating that funding for the museum is needed to keep the doors open, or else the museum could be forced to close early next year. Executive Director Lynn Langdon said in a statement that the museum runs numerous programs for local youth and remains optimistic that community support will stand behind the museum to keep it open. It costs about $180,000 per year to run the museum, and each year the directors must pull money from the museum's savings account to cover costs, but the savings are nearly depleted. Langdon also said that the museum can't wait until March when it holds its annual Perilous Plunge fundraiser to address the funding issue, and if you wish to help, you can check the museum's webpage at discoverymuseum.org or contact them by phone. The Fortuna Police Department announced today that it has partnered with the State Department of Motor Vehicles on a program designed to keep habitual drunken drivers off local roads. Fortuna joins 14 other police departments across the state in the Hot Sheet program, targeted at those who have been convicted of DUI or impaired driving and who continue to drive on suspended licenses. The Hot Sheet program helps police identify repeat offenders through a bi-monthly report from the state. Sergeant Egebrecht of Fortuna PD said that the Hot Sheet program will help officers identify those repeat offenders because impaired driving remains one of the most serious traffic safety issues we face. The State Department of Housing and Community Development delivered some good news to Humboldt County yesterday. The department has issued a letter finding that the county's revised housing element of the general plan update has been found to be in full compliance with state law. The county is now eligible for funding from several state programs, and Board of Supervisors Chair Virginia Bass stated that the board is pleased with the state's determination and that now the county can focus on actually getting housing constructed. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has been awarded a $49,000 grant that will be used to upgrade the department's vehicle extraction equipment. Eureka is at the top of the list in comparison with cities of similar size across the state when it comes to fatal traffic collisions. And the more powerful equipment will allow firefighters to get to the trapped victims of a traffic collision more quickly and remove them from the wreck and on their way to medical treatment. The department will hold a public demonstration of the new equipment in the coming weeks. And Caltrans announced another round of transportation funding for projects up and down the state. Del Norte County received nearly $6 million to make safety improvements to the Klamath River Bridge. The funds will be used to remove and replace three failing bridge hinges on three spans to prevent the closure of the bridge or the risk of having those hinges fail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Chief Merle Harpum was on Talk Shop earlier this week. Anthony Mantova has more.
Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum took some time to discuss what makes the city of Eureka a unique target for traffic incidents.
We have two major freeways, you know, right through town with 17 stoplights and one going one way and 18 the other. And no other city in the state has that issue. Usually their main highways go over overpasses and things like that or skirt the city, but we have it right downtown, so.
Harpin went on to say that these statistics, they speak for themselves.
We have a very high drunk driving arrest rate, we're number one in the state for injury and fatal accidents due to drunk drivers out of 97 cities that we're compared with. But as I say, most of those cities are bedroom communities of our size. But they're not at the county seat. They don't have all the services there, you know.
You can hear the full interview on our website, KINS1063.com.
And the Arcata Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tomorrow night in the downtown area of the city. The checkpoint will be manned from approximately 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. Saturday morning. And officers will screen drivers for signs of impairment, as well as check for valid driver's licenses and up-to-date registrations. And that's the news on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.